Listen, it was one of those moments, to be fair. You know, you're 7 points down. You're playing against a team very, very high on confidence. They're bringing a bit of a unique game plan to the championship in many respects. You know, they're going all in twos, and they also have incision players that, you know, if you're stepping to the twos, and you have to step to the twos in order to keep that number down. They still have people like you know, Brannigan and O'Hanlon, these kind of boys that can punch a hole through you. So they were getting things really right in the first half. We were trying our best. First 15 minutes, I'd say we were really happy with the way we were defending them in many respects. We were doing well on the scoreboard, and we were getting turnovers. But their game plan kicked in, and the numbers were there before the game. We knew what they were going to bring. You know, that's what they have been working on. That's what they've been sort of banking on in many respects. And I would imagine from a Monaghan point of view, with the two-pointer that they kicked just before the break, they'd be like, right, you know, this is it. You know, we have the magic formula. So we didn't change anything, to be honest, because we had the work done. We had the plan going into the game done. We just doubled down on that, and we didn't change any personnel either. We trusted the fellas to get it right themselves. And then it's over to the players, you know. It's a moment then where you've got to say, listen, we're in a hole here, and only the players can get themselves out of that hole, you know. So very, very happy that they responded the way they did. And very happy with the bench as well. That was very important as well. Everybody that came on made a massive contribution. Yeah, listen, I was just speaking about Monaghan and their game plan and how much they're bought into their game plan. We have to be exactly the same. You know, we trust our processes as well. We trust, like, what we're doing week in and week out, you know, is going to be stress tested, you know. And there's a different stress every single time you play a game, you know. We'll be in a semi-final now, and I don't know who we'll be playing, but there'll be a different set of variables. And, you know, there's a lot of very good coaches out there, and they're working on their things as well. So it's about trying to respond to that, you know. Probably from our own point of view, letting ourselves drift back into a 7-point deficit was a tough enough hole to be in. But I would caveat that with the fact that, you know, you're playing against a team that are very, very, very hungry for twos. Once we got that under control in the second half, and we were able to manage that, and they continued to look for the twos, an awful lot of balls dropping short and stuff, it was a double-edged sword then, because you're then not conceding twos, but you're also then scoring at the other end, and that's what we were trying to do from the first minute, but that wasn't the case. You know, they're great lads, and they're great football players, and they've put a lot into it, you know. And obviously you don't want to just limp out of an All-Ireland quarter-final, particularly when you're Ulster champions, and that's very important coming down and representing the province from that point of view. So yeah, we wanted to step up. That's really the bottom line. We wanted to step up, and we wanted to kind of show what we are capable of doing, and the manner of it was very encouraging. It's our ninth and a half game, you know, so it is. And we did look a bit tired at the start of the game, but, you know, that's part and parcel of it. There was decisions made there in the first half. You know, Monaghan went with a 4 and a 4, and it was a very rigid 4-4 with 3 out the back, and they weren't prepared to be moved. So you're trying to, eye the needle at that stage with your kickouts, and we got caught with one, you know, when we were punished for that. But much more variety in the second half, and also we trusted our bigger men to go and fetch, and they did do that. Huey did that really well. Michael Langan did that really well. Jason, when he came in, big plus for us. Hopefully Keelan McGonigal will be close to action for 2 weeks' time. So, you know, when you're in those situations and the ball has to go long, you need big men, and we're delighted now. We have three Jason starting to get to the pitch of it. Thank God he's had a long road with injury, but he's starting to get to the pitch of it.
You said Langan might get a goal last week, Jim.
I predicted, did you back it? No, there you go. I told you that it was going to happen. It's his 100th game. It always happens in their 100th game. There you go.